5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Remember, I pulled out the old Funky Buddha calendar yesterday. So do you remember what tonight is?
Was it Tuesday?
Yep.
Something amazing I wanted to go to.
Tequila Tuesday at Funky Buddha, the tap room. They have $6 and $10 margaritas and food specials. Tomorrow is burger and beer. Buy a burger, get a draft beer for free.
I had Thursday. A burger today.
You did?
I ate a burger from the hotel. Nothing like Funky Buddha's burgers.
And we saw you drink during the show here in the hotel, a Mountain Dew, like a full sugar Mountain Dew.
What happened
to you?
When you said the full sugar, I was like, oh, they're exaggerating. It has 158% of the sugar you need in a day in one bottle.
It's amazing. It's amazing when you, like, because I drink those zero products, and you can tell me till you're blue in the face that aspartame is no good for you. But, man, the amount of actual sugar that is in a soda is staggering when you see, like, actual teaspoons put in.
It said 77 grams, but it had the somewhere around, the little maybe 77.
Around,
grams.
Yeah.
Around, I was like, what? This is on the back of your product, huh?
Well, yeah, tomorrow at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park, burger and beer. Buy a burger, get a draft beer for free. Thursday is half price wings. Friday, they've got the live DJ. Sunday, they do the bottomless brunch. And really, if you want to watch college football all day Saturday, you want to watch Miami and Vatek Friday night. Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Good spot to do so.
Panthers games. That's why I love watching Panthers games.
We were talking about the Panthers earlier. And if you go to the Panthers games, because listen, they're going to be starting up very soon. You get out to the Amerant Bank Arena. Not only can you get the Stoner's Pizza, you get the Funky Buddha. You get the Tap Room right when you walk in.
Gina. Todd, I forgot their name. I know everybody that works at the tap room downstairs. Gina and Todd always hook me up.
Very important announcement here. Our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event, which was supposed to be tomorrow at Smoke on the Water in Weston, due to the weather concerns. And by the way, the 5 o'clock advisory for Helene is coming out. So I'll give you an update when I get a chance to look at that and see what's going on with the storm. But our Whiskey Stars and Cigars event has been rescheduled to Wednesday, October 9th. So two Wednesdays from tomorrow, just out of an abundance of caution. We don't want people coming out and it's blowing rain in our face and we're trying to enjoy our Swisher Sweets. And what?
Nobody's enjoying no damn Swisher Sweets.
And it's difficult to do so because it's raining on you. So we have postponed Whiskey Stars and Cigars till Wednesday, October 9th. And that will be, it'll go off as planned. Before we get to headlines, allow me to give you an abbreviated 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So in the Sun Sentinel, they gave letter grades to the Dolphins for Sunday's game. The run game got a D. Dolphins rushed for 65 yards on 18 carries. That's not good enough. Also, running back Devon Achane can't be your workhorse running back. He's the big play guy, the change of pace guy. He's not the 20 carries a game guy. Dolphins need a running back who can carry a big workload, and they don't have that player on the roster.
Sounds about right.
Right?
They have to mix it up.
I mean, when you get Mostert back, obviously that makes a big difference, I think.
Yeah, Mostert back, but also run downhill. But they have to have some direct runs. And Solana's brought it up, and it's a great point. Is this team built to play bully ball? I don't think so either. But they are paid to block other big fat dudes. Work it out where you can block some big fat dudes and go get you 4 or 5 yards every pop. You can win a game that way. It's going to be boring as hell, but you can win. Green Bay did it last week. You can win a game that way.
Okay, but Bees was saying it, right? Just stack the middle, put your fullback there, and go right up the middle. Go get some yards. Hey, guess what? They're unable to pick up 1 yard on third and one when they're doing that.
But Solana, there's no threat of it. Only threat of, to your point, the only time they run downhill is on third and one. So you saw what Seattle did. They load up the middle. Every time else, you're going to load up the edges because you're going to zone. So zone, zone, zone. Oh, we need third and one. We're going to run straight downhill with the fullback that's going to fumble. Never mind. I was going to get mad. But, yes, you need to add that run down the middle, first down, second down. Now you can draw them in and get some of those outside sweeps and outside zones and hand sweeps and pitches and all the stuff they do. They have no team is going into the Dolphins game saying, hey, you better buckle up your chin strap because they're coming at you. They're not. They're running away from you. And they're fast, but you have to have a threat of some ass kicking to be able to have, especially – not to be able, especially when you have a quarterback that can't go out there and give you 200, 300.
Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel gives the pass game a D as well. Doesn't matter whether the quarterback is Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, Tyler Huntley, Tua. This offense will struggle if wide receivers Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle aren't making big plays. On Sunday, neither made a big play. Plus, the Dolphins allowed 6 sacks and 12 quarterback hits. A big concern here is whether left tackle Teron Armstead can play Monday against the Titans. If not, there could be more struggles protecting the quarterback. Defending the run, he gives them a D as well. For the third consecutive game, the Dolphins allowed an opponent to rush for at least 100 yards. The Dolphins' interior defensive line isn't strong, but the run defense is also allowing guys to get the edge and gain yards that way. Seattle backup running back Zach Charbonnet manhandled the Dolphins. I was reading through his stats there. Manhandled. Defending David, the pass.
David Long is a big hitter, but he doesn't. He's not a great tackler. If he has you lined up, he'll knock the hell out of you. But
they missed several tackles, I thought, on Sunday.
He missed a bunch of tackles. Javon Holland, who doesn't miss tackles, were missing tackles. Like I just that whole defense was off.
Defending the pass, he gives that a D as well. Special teams, he gives them a B, which I think is a generous grade because they got penalized so much, but he does give them a B. He says punter Jake Bailey was outstanding once again. He was. Braxton Berrios had that nice return. And then finally, Chris Perkins in the Sun Sentinel gives coaching an F. Mm-hmm. This is the second consecutive week the coaching staff has failed. McDaniel has to find something this team does consistently well, aside from scoring points against bad teams. The bottom line is the coaching must improve. The penalties are atrocious. The lack of scoring is ridiculous. Pass protection is leaky. The game plan is lacking. And overall, this team just isn't ready to win games. Yeah, things are ugly right now.
Defensively, I don't think the game plan's trash. Offensively, the game plan's trash.
It certainly was on Sunday.
Yeah, offensively, there's not going to happen. I literally, not even patting myself on it, I started calling out where the ball was going on first and second down because it was the same exact motion to do the same exact thing. No wrinkles, no play actions off of it. The same exact damn thing. Reset in gold and then motion some butt wipe tight end across. Tight ends got on my nerves. Sorry. Same exact motion, same exact play every time.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
All right, gentlemen, so no official word on who's going to start Monday for the Miami Dolphins. No official word, but Skylar Thompson not being ruled out. Next 2 days are important. He's day-to-day, according to McDaniel. Skylar, Tim Boyle, or Huntley. It's going to be one of those three, obviously. And I guess we're all kind of leaning Huntley, right?
I mean, it seems like you should try to do something or someone who might be able to be a threat. Adam Beasley kind of said that, and Crowder said that. So, you know, Tim Boyle. Give him a full week to work with the starters. Maybe he looks better than he did. I don't know. Skylar Thompson, I think Crowder said it, like, there's a chest or rib injury, and he tried to gut it out. And if he does this again, the same thing's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So he's going to go out there. So if you give him any reps with the ones, I kind of feel like they're wasted reps because he's going to get hit hard. You know he is. You've seen the offensive line, and it's going to act up again. So I would say it's got to be either Boyle or Huntley. I would go with Huntley just because I saw him when he backed up Lamar Jackson. He seemed to be all right.
Skyler wasn't good, and now he's injured. So an injured Skyler?
Right.
I don't want that. Tim Boyle, he's a
Skyler
career.
In a flak jacket to make him less mobile and less accurate.
And he doesn't know that they're going to sack him. He doesn't understand that they're coming after him. Tim Boyle is Tim Boyle. That's why you got him off of a practice squad. Huntley adds the athleticism. And I would think you start Huntley and you put in a package for him. Let me see some RPO. Let me see some speed options, some different things. Him, Waddle going in motion, him being the pitch man, Huntley's running at the DN with Tyreek to pitch to, something like that. It's not hard to install plays like that.
I mean, Huntley was on a practice squad too, just throwing it out there.
At least he's more athletic, and it's not because he's black. He's just more athletic.
He's a pro bowler.
And he's athletic. Tim Boyle's a statue.
Oh, I'm not defending Tim Boyle. I'm just saying, like, you say there's a reason he was on a practice squad. I mean, I could make the same argument for Tyler Huntley. There's a reason he was on the practice squad.
Well, I've seen Huntley win games. I don't think I've ever seen Boyle throw a touchdown in my life.
Isn't the stat line that he's thrown 4 touchdowns in his NFL career and 12 interceptions? Or am I making that up?
It's something terrible.
Yeah, it's not good. He's not good. But he looked better than Skyler.
I mean, did he? Appreciably?
It was
like he looked appreciably better?
No.
I guess not.
They shouldn't have been out there.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. Now they can't get a first down. Now we're getting them first and 20s. They can't get 10. Now we're getting 20. Great idea. That's Julian Hill.
Crazy. To say that our backup shouldn't have even been out there is crazy. No timetables for Tron Armstead and Kendall Fuller, by the way. They remain in concussion protocol. And yes, Tua will meet with neurologists this week. That is confirmed by Mike McDaniel today.
All right. Looking at Tim Boyle's stats there.
Go deep.
Career,
in
4 TDs and 12 interceptions. Yeah, that's right.
Maybe he's colorblind.
Right. Those might be really 16 TDs.
He was hitting guys right in the chest. He just didn't know they were on the other team.
Let me see his rushing stats. Let me see if you're stereotyping him.
I can see it. He has an Arnold Schwarzenegger off Predator haircut. Those dudes can never run.
Alec Ingold made it very clear today, by the way, on the offense. Quote, we have to re-identify who we will be this year.
All right. His Tim Boyle's rushing stats for his career. He's got 27 carries. For 6 yards.
Oh, boy, he's Lamar Jackson. He's getting after it. His average is inches.
Well, his average is 0.2 yards.
What is that? That's like 10 inches.
His total rushing yards in 2019 for Green Bay was -7. His total rushing yards in 2020 for Green Bay was -9. Then he went to Detroit in 21, had a breakout season, 13 rushing yards. Then he went to the Bears, 2022, -2 rushing yards on the season. 5 yards last year with the Jets, and 6 yards so far with the Dolphins. So 26 of his 27 total career rushing yards came Sunday.
He's just getting his footing.
So we're betting the over, Tim Boyle rushing yards if he starts?
If it's point two,
it really should be like minus seven.
They're Kalen Ballage numbers out of the backfield.
That's funny.
All right, guys. So the Buffalo Bills, correct me if I'm wrong, best team in the NFL right now, most impressive team in the NFL through week three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Minnesota, I guess. Minnesota, I guess. Yeah.
Minnesota, the Lions jumped up in my mind, but they've lost already. Yeah. Damn, I hate Josh Allen.
And the Jaguars, not good. Like, the Dolphins beating them kind of doesn't matter that much anymore. I mean, it's a win, but the Jags look really bad.
Yeah, they're terrible. Right. So to come from behind and squeak one out against the Jags and need them to fumble at the goal line for you to do so, maybe not the greatest come from behind victory that we had talked about.
Mm-mm.
Someone pointing out, several people on text pointing out, Tim Boyle is the guy who threw the pass that Javon Holland returned for 100 yards in the tutty.
Yep.
Had to have him. We go and steal Mike White and then steal Tim Boyle from one of the worst offenses.
Chris Greer watched that play and said, I got to have him.
This Boyle, he let that one fly. We're taking all the Jets quarterbacks? It's ridiculous.
The only other note from yesterday is that Jaden Daniels is legit. Had more touchdowns than incompletions. The Bengals are 0-3. Commanders improved to 2-1. They have themselves a rookie quarterback.
All right.
Hey, Dan Quinn.
Yes, sir. All right, finally, guys. There's some heat notes as well. Terry Rozier cleared for 5-on-5 work. New sponsorship today announced by the Miami Heat with Robinhood. And they have signed Nas Little to a non-guaranteed contract. Training camp is a week from today.
All right.
Coca-Cola announced that they're discontinuing their Coke Spiced edition that they debuted, as Jimmy would say, 7 months ago. 7 months ago, they announced this would be one of their main flavors moving forward.
They said this was going to be a permanent flavor. Correct. It no longer is. By the way, it reminds me that John Michaels from Atlanta, home of Coca-Cola, except he drinks Pepsi.
That spice was disgusting.
Terrible.
Yeah.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
Mm.
Nah, we're going to get new Mozart. So apparently, researchers have uncovered music that he wrote when he was a young child in like the 1760s. In a German library. And it hasn't been brought to life yet through music, but he wrote it, a composition of music. And they uncovered it. They found it. And we're going to get new Mozart soon.
All right.
Mary Had a Little Lamb? He's a child.
Probably instrumental if I know his previous work. Did you say Raheem Mozart? All right. Anything else? We got to get the John Michaels.
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. It is partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows, they're going to drop into like the upper 70s. They're obviously remains the very real storm that is happening right now in the Atlantic or the Gulf.
What?
I'm so scared to say where it is.
This is the people I've surrounded myself with. He has no idea what he's talking about. Jimmy, on our text thread, just writes 5 p.m. advisory.
Yeah.
Well, how about you give me the advisory, Jimmy? So instead of just saying, did you notice I've been doing a segment here? I've been on the air with you since 5. How about giving me a little synopsis of the 5 p.m. advisory instead of just saying 5 p.m. advisory?
I had it up, and I just closed it out.
All right, I do have, I mean, I do have the advisory here.
The help I've gotten.
I do have the advisory. Storm surge and hurricane warnings as of 5 p.m. issued for the Gulf Coast of Florida. Helene is forecasted to strengthen and grow in size. And right now, the cone of uncertainty still has it north of Tampa, but directly hitting the panhandle around Thursday night going into Friday.
All right. And now, obviously, and we're still early on because it's Tuesday at 5.
Correct.
This stuff can change.
Correct.
So. But we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll let you know when the advisories come out. We won't tell you anything about them. We'll let you know when they come out.
Give you the heads up.
It'd be like Jimmy talking to the coach on the sideline, running into the quarterback, getting in the huddle and yell, and saying to the quarterback, call a play. It would be like, well, didn't you bring the play in with you?
We got some plays.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Cracker Barrel, their naming back in the day was terrible.
Hmm. I actually like it.
Hawk and Crowder.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. It's Tequila Tuesday over at Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. So the 5 p.m. advisory, we were goofing about it at the beginning of the hour because none of us had our act together. But I will. So the 5 p.m. advisory for Helene is out. I will tell you, Miami, like the weather forecast for Miami tomorrow calls for 60% chance of rain. And the weather for Thursday calls for 65% chance of rain. So we'll get some feeder bands tomorrow probably. But we're going to be like South Florida here on the east side. Like we're going to be okay here. But definitely if you have interests up in the Panhandle area, the west coast of Florida, you want to keep an eye on it. Gives me an opportunity to talk about BNT Impact Windows and Doors, because as you can see, hurricane season, it can ramp up in a moment's notice. So hurricane season, if it's stressing you out, doesn't have to be as stressful as it's been in the past. Contact BNT Impact Windows and Doors. Take a step to protect your home and your possessions and your family with PGT Custom Windows and Doors. It really is a game changer for hurricane season. Imagine your home is protected with PGT Custom Windows and Doors. That means if we were in the cone, and there are plenty of people who are in the cone of uncertainty, they're lining up for plywood. They're trying to put up hurricane shutters. You don't ever have to do that again if your home is outfitted with PGT Custom Windows and Doors, courtesy of BNT, because it's a great feeling when you get those installed. So if you own a home here in South Florida, get the ball rolling now, because hurricane season comes every year. You won't have to deal with that portion of it if you have Impact Windows and Doors from BNT. So call them now, 954-233-0126, 954-233-0126, or online at bntwindowsanddoors.com. All right, everybody, Hurricane Hotline's coming up next, by the way, with Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., so listen for that. Everybody, have a great and safe Tuesday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Are you not... Amazing!